Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, a great weekend, we hope, coming up, despite the fact that there are voices out there, and many of them, and some of them on the left and some of them on the right, who all believe that America is heading for a serious split. Should our big states like California and Texas, be split up as the only way to save American democracy? We'll talk to a provocative author who makes that case and talks about just how those states could be split up. Nothing is impossible at this moment of polarization. And will that polarization lead to civil conflict, a second civil war, as some people say? There's an argument that's made by another observer that says that, no, we're not going to get into another civil war. We are going to have a major culture war, political war, but it will be through conventional bases, and one side or another is going to win, and win clearly. Which side is most likely to win? We will explore that. We will also talk about the idea that the problem we have right now is that both sides, both the left and the right, have become increasingly radicalized. That's the word that Peggy Noonan cites. Which side has become more radical? Which side is the aggressor in this fight? We will consider that. There is a new song that is getting a great deal of attention and airplay and praise. It is called a vaccination anthem. Though it doesn't really attempt to be inspiring, we will give you a full Medhead music review of this new smash hit, which is called Get Your Thang Up There. And you have to vax that thing up. That thang, I'm sorry. I have to get the enunciation properly, and we will. Yes, I know, sometimes embarrassing mistakes, even here on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be speaking to the authors of a new book that projects that Earth itself, our home, may become what they call an empty planet. Why? Because of the birth dearth. We will be considering that and much more on the Michael Medved Show. Plus, of course, big reviews for big movies that are coming out today. The biggest of them, of course, the latest installment in the Avengers saga. And by the way, it's not the latest in terms of the timeline of the action in the movie. It actually falls sort of right in the middle. But this is the first time that Black Widow, Natasha Romanoff, played by Scarlett Johansson, gets her very own movie. Does she command the screen? Does she deliver the goods? Is the movie worthy to all the hype and build-up? We will tell you. We will also take a deeper look at a new Steven Soderbergh movie. It's quite extraordinary cast with Matt Damon and Benicio del Toro and John Hamm and Don Cheadle and all sorts of other people. It is called No Sudden Move. We'll be reviewing that as well on the Medved Show. Okay, first up, when it comes to basically American divisions, there is no area of American division that I think gets more juices flowing, gets more hostility going, polarizes people more directly than the current debate, which is ferocious, over how we are going to conduct our elections. And both sides are accusing the other side of basically trying to steal things. There is now a new program for $25 million. And by the way, think for just a moment how much that is. But it's a $25 million not just to elect certain candidates, not just for one party to win, but to, the Democratic National Committee says, to protect this unprecedented assault on American democracy. What unprecedented assault are they talking about? Efforts in Texas and Florida and Georgia and many other red states, or states with at least Republican state governments, to tighten up some voting regulations. But this is being treated as something far, far more sinister. There was a meeting at the White House today with the president and a number of activists who are concerned with, quote, protecting voting rights. One of them is Mark Morial, who is president of the National Urban League. And here's what he said about Republican voting security bills that are currently making their way through various legislatures. Clip 5, listen.
When we look at what is happening in this nation, we see an effort to impose a system of American apartheid. You use the nullification of the Supreme Court, which just recently undercut the Voting Rights Act, to try to thwart the power of this grand and glorious multicultural nation.
American apartheid? For those who don't remember, apartheid was the system of very strict racial segregation that used to apply in South Africa before the peaceful revolution that occurred after they finally released Nelson Mandela from prison. Okay, before that time, blacks and whites did not vote together. Blacks didn't have any real ability to vote. There wasn't anything like majority rule. It wasn't that voting rights were restricted, that they didn't have as many drop boxes that you could leave your paper ballots in. It was that blacks couldn't vote, period. And couldn't go to the same movie theaters, couldn't go to the same beaches, for goodness sake. Certainly couldn't marry one another. To say that we have American apartheid? Okay, maybe, just maybe, you can say that in the American South in 1950, there was a system that had similarities to apartheid. An evil system. But that changed a long time ago. And the idea that black people today vote at either the same or higher rates as white people makes you realize just how outrageous this claim is by people like Mark Morial. Then there's this, because in the same meeting was Sherrilyn Ifill, who is head of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. And she is so upset about these voting regulation bills that she has this to say, clip 7.
What we emphasize to the president is that our backs are against the wall. This is the moment. There is no more time. We must have legislation. We must have the president use his voice, use his influence, use his power, and use what he clearly understands about this moment. And that was one of the encouraging things about this conversation, was that the president understands us to be in a moment of peril in terms of our democracy. And that means that we have to put all the options on the table, figure out what can work, keep talking, keep pressing, and move forward.
Okay, what is the moment of peril? And by the way, if somebody wants to call up and explain it to me, I need some enlightenment here, because honestly, I don't see it. The main change that this grand coalition is spending $25 million of contributors' money to try to fight is a change that would require everybody, not just black people, everybody, to show some kind of voter ID before they vote. Whether they're voting by mail, whether they're voting in person, show voter ID. Is that so outrageous? 80% of Americans believe that's a good idea. In what sense is that a moment of peril? I, honest to God, don't understand the argument. We will be getting back to that and what Kamala Harris, who's supposed to be leading this whole effort, has to say about the issue. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Calls in just a moment at 1-800-955-1776. A headline in the New York Times, White House details plan to fight voter suppression. The story by Zolan Cano Youngs says, facing an onslaught of state-level ballot restrictions and gridlock in Congress over voting rights legislation, the White House detailed a multi-million dollar plan yesterday to register voters and fight voter suppression. This is a perfect illustration of why language is so important. There are a couple of words in here that shouldn't be used because they don't apply. When they talk about voting rights legislation, voting rights legislation sounds good. You're guaranteeing people's right to vote. That is not what the Democratic legislation, the For the People bill, is about. This is all about arguing about details, like what hours you are going to have the early voting scheduled for on Sundays. And by the way, this was a huge deal. The Texas Republicans, who are in special session now, I just read that they have given up. They were going to not schedule voting, early voting, on Sunday mornings when most people would be in church. That was considered an assault on a program that's popular in the black community called Souls to the Polls, which was using Sunday mornings to get people to come. Okay, they changed. They dropped that part of their voting rights bill, of their voting regulation bill, which is being called a voting suppression bill, and is part of the special session called by Governor Greg Abbott. We'll get to that. But you also will notice that they use the term voter suppression. How is it that voter suppression is a threat when ever since Barack Obama's candidacy, actually even before his candidacy for president in 2008, black percentages, black turnout has been going steadily up. And in local elections, too, where Obama's not on the ballot, there's been more and more suppression. If they had more and more participation, if voter suppression were such a danger, why aren't we seeing signs of it? In a speech at Howard University, Vice President Harris said the Democratic National Committee would invest $25 million in voter outreach and litigation. Great day for lawyers. It is never too early to defend your rights, Ms. Harris said, hours before she and President Biden met with civil rights organizations to discuss voting rights and police overhaul in the White House. Let's go directly to Steve in Tacoma, Washington. Steve, you're on the MedVet Show.
Hey, happy Friday, Michael.
Thank you.
The I think it's reasonable to argue the reason. So there's a thinly veiled excuse for doing this, which is voter security, kind of piggybacking off the big lie that the election was stolen. And that's what's driving this. What it really is going to do is make it more difficult to vote. And I don't think that can be argued.
Sure, it
can. They're saying it's for security, but it is security.
Tell me what aspect of any of these laws in any of the major states where it's been controversial, Georgia or Florida or Texas, which is proposed, hasn't even been adapted yet, how are they making it more difficult to vote?
Limited polling stations and locations. They're reducing.
No, they're not limiting polling stations. What they're
Texas
limiting
is
that. What's that?
Texas is proposing that.
No, they're not. What they're proposing is drop boxes. There's a difference between polling stations.
I'm sorry, you're correct. But drop
boxes. But there's a huge difference. How does it make it more difficult? Most people are still going to want to send their ballots in by mail, which is still completely legal. I don't even know what the percentage in Texas or even in our own state. I take it you vote in the state of Washington.
I do, yes, and I mail.
Okay, you mail in. Right, as I do, most people do. Who's going to want to drive to a drop box? Mail is open to everybody. It's open at the same time. It's not discriminatory. Expecting people to mail their ballot in with all the information they need on their ballot, it seems to me, does not have a discriminatory or even a political purpose. It's just sensible.
But will you concede that under the guise of security, it makes voting more limited, restrictive? I mean, they're calling it restriction.
They're not calling it restriction. Republicans never call it restriction. The people who oppose it call it restriction.
But does it limit it? Will you concede that?
No, it doesn't limit anything at all. Look, I have on occasion used the Dropbox. And the fact is that I believe in prior elections to this last one in Washington State, where you may have noticed President Trump didn't do that well, and that I have used drop boxes elsewhere. Right now, there is only one Dropbox in the entire city that I live in. So I mail it. I mean, so why is that a restriction?
If you make it more difficult to vote in any way, shape, or form by hours, if you limit it in any way, you're favoring the demographics of those who have additional leisure time, such as retirees or the wealthy, therefore giving a competitive advantage to conservatives. That's
okay.
All I'm saying. That will give an advantage.
Given the fact that
they're doing it. There's no security issue. They want to win.
They are cold mail-in ballots, right? And if you take a look at various places, where do you see any evidence at all that either in the election of 2020 or the election of 2016 or any midterm election, that any of these changes in voting regulations have altered the balance of power, especially given the fact that Black and Latino voting participation has gone up so dramatically?
Which is what scares them, which is why they're doing this.
Okay,
and we'll see the repercussions later.
But again, when you say see the repercussions later, what specific change made in any specific state do you think is going to have real repercussions in pushing elections toward Republicans? Because I, honest to God, don't see it.
It is a broad sense limitation or lowering or hiring of the bar, lowering of availability that will slightly favor conservatives to allow them to stay in power longer, which is what they're designed to do.
All of those people who say that are people who are opposed to these changes, and they are inaccurate. In other words, I would go back when you say voting restriction. Voting restriction means, okay, we used to allow 18-year-olds to vote. Now we're going to make it more restrictive and only allow 20-year-olds to vote. That we can't do that. That's in the Constitution, 18-year-old vote. And by the way, all of these voting changes, even that one, I remember because I was very active in that first election with the 18-year-old vote, which was 1972. And a lot of people expect, boy, this is going to be a big boon for the Democrats. 1972 was one of the worst years in Democratic history, where Democrats lost 49 states to Richard Nixon. Steve, I appreciate your call. I do not see your point. We will be right back with more about America coming apart on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing an executive order that he says will promote competition in the American economy. Speaking at the White House, Biden says competition keeps the economy moving and growing.
I'm a proud capitalist. I spent most of my career representing the corporate state of Delaware. I know America can't succeed unless American business succeeds. But let me be very clear. Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation.
The death toll is up to 78 in the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade mayor saying 14 more victims have been found at the site in Surfside. The mayor adding that the search efforts are moved up with great urgency as 62 people are still unaccounted for. Search crews working in 12-hour shifts, 24 hours a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Michael Medved Show, glad to be joined by Noah Millman, who has written a very provocative column that appeared in the New York Times. And it has actually provoked a firestorm of controversy already. It deserves to, because it's talking about a serious change in the way we run elections, the way we run our whole governance in the United States, not a minor change about how many hours of early voting we're going to have on Sundays in Texas. The column is entitled, America Needs to Break Up Its Biggest States. And it's illustrated with a drawing of a broken up California. Noah Millman is a writer on pop culture, on theatrical performances, and on movies. He has been a political blogger and theater critic at the American Conservative. And he's also appeared in USA Today, The New Republic, Foreign Policy, Politico, The New York Times Book Review, The Weekly Standard, and more. Mr. Millman, great to meet you over the phone. Let me clear away something about your proposal at the very beginning so we don't get muddled up in that.
Please.
As I understand it, your proposal is not designed to advantage either side. This would not necessarily help Democrats. It would not necessarily help Republicans. Your argument
is... Yeah, that's correct. I actually think that it's sort of foolish to talk about proposals that obviously would advance the political fortunes of one side or the other, simply because those proposals aren't going to get enacted. We live in a roughly 50-50 nation, and I think that we have to acknowledge that fact. I think political proposals that have a chance at advancing are ones that improve the competitiveness of the political system and make it more accountable to the voters, but they're not going to get very far if they obviously make one party or the other structurally more advantaged.
Okay, if California was broken up into five different states, and say you'd take Texas and you'd break Texas up into three or four different states and probably break up Florida too. What's the advantage?
So I think the first and most important advantage, and really what started my thinking about this, was making the Senate more representative. The real problem with the Senate is not that a handful of people in certain territories don't have the right to vote and aren't represented. That is a problem, but that could easily be solved by incorporating them into existing states. The real problem with the Senate is that the largest, the citizens of the largest states have much less vote in our national life than citizens in smaller states. And that's a problem. It's a problem for basic democratic legitimacy, and it's a problem because it encourages what's been happening, which is for the parties to sort in certain ways that exacerbate our divisions. And there's no real way to solve it except by breaking up the largest states into smaller components. I say that doesn't necessarily disadvantage one party or advantage one party or the other because, of course, Texas has a lot of Democratic voters in it. California has a lot of Republican voters in it. They just don't live in the same places, generally, as the voters of the other party. And so it's possible that if you broke up those states, you would wind up with some Democratic states in Texas as well as some Republican states and some Republican states in California as well as some Democratic states.
Just a couple of years ago, there was a proposition on the ballot that failed that would have broken California up into three states. Why would a proposal like yours to break the state up into five states, why would that actually have a better chance of passing with the electorate?
So I think, first of all, it's not going to happen immediately. It would require some buildup on the ground and a substantial popular majority in favor of it. Right now, that doesn't exist. Second, the ballot initiative that failed, if we're thinking of the same one, failed partly because it was unconstitutional. The Constitution specifies that the legislatures of the states have to make the decision to allow a new state to be created out of their territory. And the initiative in California was going to be a ballot initiative, which could not be binding on the legislature. So that's one of the reasons why it was going to fail regardless. The other thing I would say is that I doubt that you could get something like this passed just in California. I think it needs to be something that the nation as a whole pays attention to and thinks of as a way of reorganizing our government rather than something that one state does in isolation. And that would make it more possible for the different parties to negotiate amongst themselves for a solution that was relatively balanced between them. I'd make a comparison in some ways to the way in which if we're going to get rid of gerrymandering, we probably need to do it on a national basis in a way that takes drawing of congressional districts out of the hands of partisans of either party rather than having one state after another eliminate it and effectively disadvantage whichever party is dominant in that state and then feel like they have been passed for the other party if they don't do similarly in their states.
Well, I know what's going on the West Coast. I don't think it's so common on the East Coast where the states tend to be smaller in terms of geographical area. But we have a movement that's going on in Oregon right now, a movement called Greater Idaho, where voters in seven different counties in eastern Oregon have voted to get the right to join not the state of Oregon, which they're linked to now, but to take their counties, everything, the people and the legal distinctions, and make it part of Idaho because they're much more in tune politically with political sentiment than Idaho. Would that be the kind of maneuver that that you would like to see elsewhere?
I don't have a strong feeling specifically about the folks in Eastern Oregon who are agitating in this fashion. There's, by the way, a similar movement in Northern California to create the state of Jefferson, although I think it's gotten less attention than
right.
the Oregonian.
We had one here to create the state of Cascadia, or I think they called it the state of Liberty at one point for Eastern Washington. And none
Indeed.
Of that went in.
And there's a similar, there's even somebody on in Eastern Long Island agitating to create a separate state out of Long Island. I think that the sentiment behind those moves might be annexable to what I'm talking about, but it's not really what the origin of what I'm suggesting. I really do think it's important that we think about this from a national perspective. I think it would be a problem if the country simply continued to break up into tinier units simply because people don't want to learn how to get along with each other. That having been said, there's something to the argument that political entities should have some cultural, geographic, and economic coherence to them. It's true that eastern states tend to be smaller, but I'm a New Yorker, and New York is a mid-sized state geographically, but it's an enormous state in terms of population, not as big as California or Texas. And western New York, where my wife is from, is extremely different culturally and economically and in every other way from New York City. Meanwhile, New York City doesn't have a lot of sovereign powers that logically an entity as large as it and as populous and as economically important as it ought to have. So there's an argument just from basic governance that it makes sense for New York City to be its own state, much as in Germany, Berlin is its own state, Bremen is its own state, Hamburg is its own state. New York City to be its own state and to allow the other parts of the state to govern itself.
Let me ask you this, and then I want to continue the conversation, and you can participate out there at 1-800-955-1776. I'm speaking to Noah Millman. When we come back, what about this idea, and it's been pushed for about 20 years by a group that keeps pestering me about it, basically just increasing the number of people in state legislatures. There are about 600 people in the New Hampshire state legislature. So instead of these gigantic districts in state legislatures where it really does remove the representative from the people, they have relatively small districts that may have 10, 20,000 voters in an entire district. Is that get at one of the points that Noah Millman makes to bring the voters actually closer with greater authority for each voter, for each representative they elect? We will get to that and more. Is Europe becoming a right-wing continent? Coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved show, speaking with Noah Millman, who is full of extremely challenging and some unconventional ideas, like his idea, which would not require a constitutional amendment. The Congress of the United States would have to recognize the new states. But if the California legislature permitted it, you could break up California and then have the new states recognized by the federal Congress. Something that he suggests. I raised right at the end of our last segment this idea that what we need is on the state legislative basis at least, and it could be done, though it would require more complicated changes on the federal level. Right now, a typical congressional district has 700,000 potential voters per district. The state of New Hampshire has about 1 million potential voters. And they have a state legislature with 420 members. They have a state legislature that's almost four times the size of California's, which has 40 million people in it. So what's going on? Is that part of the goal here, Noah Millman, to try to bring people closer to their elected representatives by simply not having such gigantic districts in terms of population, which is not what the founders had in mind? What do you think?
I have a lot of sympathy for that view. I think when you have a country as large as the United States in terms of both area and population, it's very hard for the government to truly be close to the people. If you think about what it would take at a congressional level to have the kind of representation that you have in New Hampshire, you'd be talking, I think, upwards of 10,000 representatives. And I don't think you could call any such entity a deliberative body in any sense. So really, you wind up in a situation, I think, if you have such a large entity where the individuals effectively don't matter anymore. And I'm not sure that's a good outcome either. But I do think it's worth thinking about what kind of functions of government are best done at a local level and making those local governments as responsible as possible and having more of a collaborative relationship between those local entities and the state government and the national government. One of the things I think is going to be important if we do break up states, for example, is to have structures that allow states to work together collaboratively, as I think New York City would benefit from a more effective collaborative relationship with states, with whatever happens to Long Island and with New Jersey and with Connecticut. We have a lot more in common with them than we do with upstate New York.
Let me go on to another topic which you have raised in another column that appeared in The Week just now. And it's a column with the provocative headline, Europe is becoming a right-wing continent. The overall political climate in Europe has been trending rightward for some time. Now, this is not what Americans generally believe. What you hear from liberals all the time is we have to be more like Europe, and you make that point. But they don't want us to be more like Europe by moving in a more right-wing direction, do they?
No, I don't think so. And I think there's some commonality between the trends on the right in Europe and some of the trends on the right in the United States in terms of turning in a more nationalist direction. Definitely been something that one can observe in Europe over the last, certainly over the last decade, and I would argue going back a bit further than that. And yeah, I think it is a bit of a surprise, or is going to be, if it hasn't become already, a bit of a surprise to some on the left who are used to looking to Europe as a model. It's worth recognizing that in many ways, Europe, from a pure social welfare perspective, has long had a more developed welfare state than the United States has. But it's also worth that during the pandemic, the United States had a more generous response than Europe did in terms of just putting money in people's pockets and making sure they were protected from the economic vicissitudes of the coronavirus. And it's also worth pointing out that Europe had a more austerity-driven response to the financial crisis than the United States did, which has a lot to do with the difference in the way the European Union is structured versus the way the United States is structured.
You make it clear in your piece that what you're talking about here is not a takeover in any European state by a party of the far right. Marie Le Pen's party, far right party in France, just had a disastrous election on a local basis, and they're not expected to do very well coming up. The AfD, the German big nationalist right wing party, also has performed badly. They've actually lost members in the Bundestag, and they've moved in the other direction. So what kind of conservative are we talking about as a coming force in European politics?
Sure. So I think what's notable in European politics right now is that the traditional left has largely collapsed. And so what you now have is parties of the far right, which I agree with you, I think are starting to fade back after reaching a high point a few years ago, and parties of the center right and parties of the center. So Emmanuel Macron's party in France would be, I would argue, a centrist party rather than a left-wing party. The left-wing candidate from the last election, Mélenchon, looks like he's going to do extremely poorly in the upcoming election. Many of the center-right parties in Europe have managed to co-opt some of the themes and concerns of the far right, but in a more moderate manner, and that's one reason why they have thrived. I think the Tories in the UK are the best example of that in championing Brexit as their issue. They put the UK Independence Party essentially out of business by doing that. But that spectrum, going from centrists to right-wing parties that are more mainstream but yet have adopted certain farther-right nationalist themes, and then true far-right parties that are being more marginalized, is a spectrum that is well to the right of what I think most Americans think of Europe as being on the whole.
And it should be encouraging, as your article is, to people, those of us who see ourselves as part of the center-right. I know you review movies also, and let me just ask you, with the moments left to us, do you think that Black Widow, which is the big film released today, do you think it's worth the wait?
I have to say I am not a Marvel Universe person at all. I doubt I'm going to see it. I'm sorry.
Well, you're my man. I see him because it's my duty. Again,
I tend to write less on popular movies and more on movies I think are particularly worthy of attention. The movie that I would recommend, which I don't know if it's still in theaters, is Gunda, which will break your heart. And it's a silent movie about farm animals. So that's where
well,
I'm coming from.
A silent movie about farm animals, that's one that I have not seen, though there is a pretty good new Steven Soderbergh movie that is out today. It's called No Sudden Move. We'll be reviewing
yes,
that later in the
that.
Show. Well, good for you. Noah Millman, pleasure speaking to you. Keep the provocation coming. Do you believe that it's likely that there will be an evolution in American terms to more of a center-right orientation for the Republican Party? Yes or no?
I doubt it, I'll be honest. I think that Trump's profound and lasting influence on the Republican Party. I think the really interesting question is what happens in the Democratic Party going forward, because I think one thing that the shift in Europe will reveal is the degree to which a left that is, let's just say, does not embrace a patriotic approach to national questions, doesn't really have a future. And the American left historically has been an extremely patriotic force while still being extremely progressive. And by patriotic, I simply mean believing that there's something special about the country that needs to become its best self. More and more, as opposed to seeing the country as, in some sense, in need of redemption from fundamentally being a bad place. And I think there's a real possibility that there's a sea change in the Democratic Party in that regard. I think the Democratic Party has always contained multiple elements, and the question is what becomes more dominant. Fast forward to a Democratic Party that is both unabashedly progressive and patriotic.
Okay, yeah, I will agree with what you're saying. I don't think there is much of a future in the United States of America for any party that is built primarily on guilt and grievance against the country itself. Because Americans overwhelmingly, and you're right, progressives traditionally and overwhelmingly, love the country too. Noah Millman, who loves his ability to write on a variety of subjects. Pleasure meeting you over the phone. When we come back, we're going to be talking about another global issue, an issue of an empty planet. We are also going to be talking about the culture war, who started it and who's losing it. That's more clear than who's winning. We'll get to that with Paul Kengor and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.